Rob salute this. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's quarter after three in the A of the M. The phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 749-1444. We're down here celebrating Flag Day, which is today, June 14th, 1995. Hello, John. You're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, John, how are you doing?
Can I talk to Rich for a second?
Sure.
Who?
Rich.
Hi, this is Rich. Go ahead.
No, this isn't Rich. Rich was on earlier.
Yes, it is. This is Rich.
You're
Go
talking
ahead.
About Rich that called in about a half hour ago?
Yes.
What was it that Rich had to say? I forget.
Rich, this is your father. Your mother and I are worried sick about you. Just come on home and bring the weed.
Well, thanks, John. What's on your mind tonight besides Rich?
Well, I listened to your talk with Mr. McCoy. And I'm wondering if he's going to come out with a team up with the Kingsford people and come up with a matchlight American flag. Where, you know, you just need the one match, and you're taken care of.
You don't have to gas it down or anything?
Pardon?
You mean you don't have to gas it down before you light it?
Right. Has lighter fluid already built in, and not have to go through a whole book, you know, just trying to get the thing.
That's a great idea. Maybe we could get the Kingsford people on that project.
Sure. Sure,
John, so what did you call it a plug?
I didn't call it a plug anything except you guys.
Wow, that's a change.
Plug us, then we'll roll tape and we'll play it for one of these big radio stations later in the week.
Oh, you okay? You're gonna do a plug?
Yeah, we're gonna roll some tape here now. Say some really nice things.
You're gonna roll a tape.
Uh huh. Go.
Go now?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Every man dies, but not every man truly lives till he's tuned into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF.
That was brilliant. Thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Wow, that was kind of Joycean. Didn't Chris or I say that a couple weeks ago?
Did you?
Something about every man dies, but not every man truly lives.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, hey.
But it's still pretty good, and the accent was pretty cool, too.
Thank you. Very good. Dad, I gotta sleep.
Lighter! 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Now, what's the story on Scott and Kevin? Those guys were driving around for us or what?
We have some roving reporters out looking for a flag. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they're going to steal it for us, right?
No, what? That's a federal offense. We got Brian on the phone. We have Brian on the phone. Brian. Hi.
I just wanted to clear up a little something.
Okay.
About Flag Day, okay?
Okay.
We all know the first time it was celebrated was 1877, right?
Well, you...
1777.
No, 1777 is when they adopted the Stars and Stripes as the official flag.
Okie dokie.
1877 was the first time it was actually officially observed.
Okay.
Okay, so they didn't want to make this a big holiday, but...
They didn't want to give us the day off work, did they?
Yeah, I guess that's it. But anyway, they some school teacher or something, I don't know, somewhere almost by 1900, decided she wants this every year, this holiday. And then it actually became a holiday in 1916. Just thought I'd let you know.
Well,
you all awake?
That's great.
That is some interesting, fascinating Flag Day facts. Now, what do you do to celebrate Flag Day, Brian?
Just kind of hang a flag up in the front yard and go on with my... daily day.
Yep. That's what most people do. Hang a flag up and then
salute
it right on.
You just keep saluting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and an upside down flag. Isn't that like a distress symbol or something?
That means help! Help! Yeah, so I can't believe that guy didn't know it, but the guy obviously showed himself to be an ignorant redneck. Just because he can sew doesn't mean that he's not an ignorant redneck. He's an ignorant redneck who can work a sewing machine.
He's an ignorant redneck who's Bill Clinton's best friend, if
you think
about it.
Yeah, but they drink Bud Light. They drink light. Not even Rolling Rock.
What's wrong with Bud Light?
Oh, I mean, if you live in Little Rock, you should drink Little Rolling Rock.
Oh, okay.
Is that it, Brian? Anything else?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
You have a nice night.
All right.
You too.
Bye.
Reminds me of my favorite flag day.
Well, what, Rob, when was your favorite flag day?
It was back when... See if this is our boys. See if this is our roving report. Is this our roving reporters?
Zeke.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Before we go to Zeke, let's hear about Rob's favorite flag day.
Hold on. See who that is on that other line. I mean, my favorite flag day story could take an hour and a half.
Well,
I mean, it was such a magnificent flag day that it could absolutely take
it. Well, what are the highlights of it?
Well, the highlights could take 45 minutes.
Hello, Zeke. You're on the air.
Oh, man. The first caller you had, like, what'd you guys talk about? Classical music.
Uh-huh. Do you like classical music?
No, they can tell.
Yeah, you know I'm a fan, but I mean, it's like, come on, you know.
No, I'm a fan.
Yeah, right.
It was dry, even with our Baroque humor?
Well, the Baroque humor was fine, but it's like, how many beats per minute? You should have asked them that question. Okay, how many beats per minute is Baroque music? Is it kind of slow or is it faster?
Damn it, I should
ask. Modern music, okay, house music would be like what? What, 129?
Who cares about house music? That's not even music.
Well, it's beats per minute.
It's a bunch of electronic farting.
I was only asking about beats per minute.
All right, okay.
I'm not asking about, like, you know, your sex life, Chris, okay? You know, and by the way, you know, when we were down at Cage, who was that redhead?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that person that, like, dragged you out by the nose.
Hey, now.
Nah,
that was,
well,
my
I'm
cousin.
Not trying to get personal. But anyway, yeah. Okay, the flag day.
Okay, listen to this. Hey, Zeke,
okay,
listen to
ahead.
This.
Go ahead.
Here, get, hey, Jim.
What a wiener I do.
Hey, Zeke, you there?
Yeah.
You can ram those beats per minute up your ass. Kevin are in O'Brienville. They've got three flags in sight.
Yeah.
And a pocket full of quarters.
Hey,
we
guys.
We got them on a phone, don't we? Or they got a car radio on. Who is this?
Hello?
Is this Scott and Kevin?
Yes.
Which one is it?
It's Scott.
Hey, Scott.
What's up?
You're a roving reporter. Have you found any flags?
We found five flags.
Now, are they all illuminated? Because that is the only legal way that you can display a flag at night, is by making sure that the flag is fully and properly illuminated.
Well, there's a garbage truck passing. I can't hear a word you're saying. What?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Is anybody out there?
Hey, we're in O'Brienville.
O'Brienville's lovely this time of night. What
the hell is O'Brienville?
We got... In sight, in my line of vision, I have an American flag, I have an English flag, and I have an Irish flag.
Wow.
You probably have two of each in your vision right now.
If I recall, Flags USA is in O'Brienville.
What are you trying to say, I'm drunk?
Is Flags USA in O'Brienville down there?
Yeah, they got the American flag, but we also have this Irish furniture shop across the street.
Okay, so are you guys going to steal us a flag?
Well, I'd steal one if I could reach it, but they're so far up on the buildings here.
You would not steal a flag!
If it was down low enough for me to grab, I would, but...
Why? Someone's expressing their love of their country, whether it's America or Ireland or England, and you should let them express their patriotism without a thief in the night stealing their fully illuminated flag.
Yeah, but you guys told me to, dude.
We did not! We certainly did not direct you to commit a felony.
Yeah, well, I was trying to call you from Hyde Park. Now look out. But you bastards weren't answering.
Yeah.
You're talking to some Grady guy talking about how he's going to get you in touch with President Clinton. The guy was drunk.
Oh, totally unlike you guys.
The guy was wasted.
Unlike you guys.
There was not a single flag in Hyde Park. I would think they'd have their own little yuppie flag.
No, I tell you what. Rich people don't love the country. Rich people, all they want to do is take, take, take. They never want to give back anything. They don't love the country. They're too selfish and self-interested to be able to express affection and gratitude for the people that made America great and for America itself.
They just want to name their dogs after Greek gods.
Apollo.
So what do you want? You want me to do something here? Come on, I'm on the job for you guys. Come on. For Christ's sake.
We want you to entertain them.
In the morning.
We want you to entertain Cincinnati as only Scott and Kevin of the Cafe Nicotine Can.
Hello?
Hello? We want you to entertain Cincinnati as only you two can.
Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hello?
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 Hey! What the hell is... Are you there?
Yeah.
What happened?
This phone is cutting out on me.
You there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
There's a great big mystery, and it sure is worrying me. It's diddy wah diddy. Yes, diddy wah diddy. Will somebody tell me what diddy mean?
Hi everyone, I'm Chris.
And I'm happy to be here. I'm Rob.
And it's 3:29 in the morning. This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show. We have Doug on the line. The phone number here is 749-1444. So if you want to get in on this quite unique talk show, that's the phone number. 749-1444. Hello, Doug!
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Doug.
How are you?
Pretty good. Did you guys hear about those people from Oklahoma City? Some of the victims, like family members and that, are trying to sue the fertilizer company.
I heard about that, and I think it's people who are grieving, not acting too sensibly. Yeah, I heard about it.
You think they'll win their suit? You think they'll do okay?
Probably.
You can't. Well, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Americans nowadays, they all want to complain and bitch about the lawyers. They want to take these extremely idiotic moves under the guise of tort reform, which very well may be needed, but not these Republican measures that limit damages and things like that. What they need to... What's wrong with the country is Americans are... flat out incredibly stupid. Who makes up a jury? Is it a panel of lawyers? No, it's a panel of regular stupid Americans. If someone gets burnt by coffee, or someone puts a ladder in a big pile of horse dung, and then a ladder slips, and then someone sues the ladder maker for not having a warning label about don't put the ladder in horse dung, and then goes to trial, and this jury of 12 regular red-blooded normal American morons awards the guy 7 digits, you can't blame the lawyers. They're there fighting for their fee. Who you have to blame is the common Joe and Josephine six-pack, Bill and Betty punch clock, and Tony bag of donuts. Those are the guys you gotta blame.
Rob, did you hear that the state of Michigan is being sued by the United States government?
Now, if the United States government sues the state of Michigan, if it goes to trial, and if 12 common, regular, normal Americans side with one side or the other, don't complain and bitch about the lawyers. Complain and bitch about the 12 stupid Americans who sided with the wrong side. That's all I'm saying.
Michigan
well,
is being...
could be doing something else.
What could they be doing?
They could be doing?
What could they be doing? Why can't a judge, if you're a judge and you get a lawsuit brought in front of you and say it's something stupid, say it's that horse crap one. That's my favorite example. A guy sets a ladder in a pile of horse crap. The ladder slips out. He falls off the ladder. He hurts himself. He sues the ladder company. Now it goes to trial. If you're a judge, if you're Doug the judge, Judge Dougie, you're sitting there on the bench, you read the brief, you're like, this guy's a moron, you throw it out.
It doesn't need to go to trial. It doesn't need to cost the taxpayer a lot of money. And I think that the loser pay method of tort reform is totally, totally off the wall and wrong.
When the government sues a state, is there a jury trial with 12 jurors?
I have no idea. What the hell are they suing Michigan for? Michigan for?
The Justice Department is suing Michigan to force the state to comply with federal laws easing voter registration.
You're talking about the voter bill, and if I'm not mistaken, they picked Michigan out for, I don't know why, but that's going to serve as a sample case and set the precedent for a number of other states who are not conforming to the standards set by the motor voter bill that was promised by Clinton and adopted by the last Congress. And I don't see how these states get off telling the Congress what laws they're going to follow and what laws they're not going to follow. Congress made the law, the states follow it. It's that simple. What am I yelling about?
Because Doug got you all riled up. You still there, Doug?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Doug, how are you and your family celebrating Flag Day today?
Not celebrating it.
Really?
Yep.
Are you celebrating National Dog Bite Prevention Week, which is this week, June 12th through June 17th, 1995?
I hadn't planned to.
Well, stay tuned. We're going to give you some tips on how to be a responsible dog owner and how to avoid being bitten by one of them feisty little beasts. Okay, Doug?
All right.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
Phone number here, 749-1444. That's Poodles the dog here letting us know that...
Poodles?
That's Poodles the dog, and he's here to let us know that National Dog Bite Prevention Week is June 12th through 17th. Here are some helpful tips to help you avoid being bitten.
You know, I always kind of dug it when a dog would jump on my leg. Does that make me weird?
That kind of makes you kind of
weird. Does that
queer.
Make me weird when a dog, you know, because a dog, you know, will grab your leg and go crazy. I always kind of liked it. But anyway, one thing to do is don't try to take food away from a dog.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's a hungry little
and
dog.
And I tell you another thing is don't try to milk a pregnant dog. I've done it. Don't do it.
Don't run past a dog because the dog's natural instinct is to chase and catch prey.
See the purple one.
You know what I do? Is I walk with my key stuck between my fingers. So if I see a dog, wham, I'll just put my house key right into his skull. I don't care. If a dog threatens you, don't scream. Avoid eye contact. Is this tips for riding a subway, or is this... No. This is tips for hanging out on a 5th Street downtown. If a dog threatens you, don't scream. Avoid eye contact. Try to remain motionless until the dog leaves. Then back away slowly until the dog is out of sight. You remember that Far Side comic where Rover had the fear sensor? He's like had this electronic thing like a Geiger counter as a fear sensor, and he was pointing it at them. They can sense fear, you know.
Don't approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up or confined.
No, because there's a reason that he's tied up. Probably because he bites.
Because he's a mean little pooch.
Another thing you can do is, like alligators and a lot of other animals, dogs' jaws are made to close. So that they have a lot, you know, you hear about that 400 pounds biting area per square inch or whatever.
You know, Rob, you're a lot smarter than I thought.
But they're not made to, but you know, they can't resist being opened. So you can just like grab the dog and just pull his mouth open real quick before he starts biting down. And you can snap his jaw right off the bottom. I mean, you'll have to kill the dog. Basically, you're killing the dog. You know what I'm saying? You grab his nose, and before he can do anything, you like, ah! Like you're doing a wishbone, and you break his bottom jaw off. The dog, of course, needs to be killed, but he's going to bite you. Okay, if you're a dog owner, here's what you should do. Spay and or neuter your dog. Unneutered dogs are more likely to bite.
Okay, now stay tuned, because a little later in our program, we're going to have tips on how to be a responsible dog owner.
Yes,
so
very important.
A little later in tonight's program. The phone number here is 749-1444, and Zeke is calling back again.
Hold on, I have a question, Chris, for
what?
You.
What? Okay,
don't hang up. I just have a question for you, Chris.
Okay, don't hang up. We'll hang up on him quick.
Now, sometimes you see these dogs. I don't want to get gross. I don't want to get, you know, disgusting, and I certainly don't want to encourage cruelty to animals in any way, shape, or form. But you obviously are a dog expert, So here's my question for you, Chris. Now, you see these big giant dogs, like these big hound dogs, these German Shepherds, these Rottweilers, and, you know, they're not wearing any clothes. So you can see everything if you get what I'm drifting at. Do you get where I'm drifting?
Uh-huh, naked dogs.
You have naked dogs running loose, and sometimes these naked dogs, private parts are exposed.
Uh-oh.
Now, if you kick a dog into private parts, does he get ruptured just like a person does? I mean, will that dog roll over, grab his nuts, and start spitting blood?
Animals don't do that.
How do you know, Zeke? I guess you've been out trying it. You
no,
sicko! Zeke has snuck up behind an old Irish setter and put a boot right there one day. The dog turned around and bit you. So you're saying that that only applies to the human animal, that whole extra sensitive, please don't touch me there, whatever you do?
Well, you know how humans are. They're always, like, pretty receptive to, like, certain areas.
Huh?
Well, I'm talking about the last subject. That's the only thing I want to, like, just make one last little plea and, you know, the patriotism thing and that and, like, where you had the girl.
Zeke,
like,
are you patriotic?
Yeah, I am.
Do you love your
country?
I
kind of am, and it's like, you know what? It's really nostalgic, you know? I mean, it's just like, you know, being a Kentucky boy, but being from Cabin Creek, you know? But knowing modern, you know, culture, I mean, you have to, like, you know, you have to, like, separate it, and you have to say, okay, look, our consciousness is TV. Okay, what do we see on American TV? Pretty much crap. You know, and I can say that word on the radio, right?
I guess you've never, ever seen that Porky Pig cartoon when Porky Pig's asleep and Uncle Sam comes out and talks to him.
Wow.
Have you ever seen that one?
Uh-uh.
He says, Porky, you should read your history book.
And he tells him about Lincoln and Washington and kicking a dog where it counts and all that stuff and whether it works or not. It's a very good cartoon. It's a classic in modern America. Let me hang this up real quick, can I?
Could Jim be gone any longer? Hey, Jim, get back here. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
So I have to harken back to my favorite Flag Day. It occurred when I need some background music, and you're ditching me.
Okay. Let me turn it up a little bit.
Which one's two? There it is. My favorite Flag Day memory had to occur when I was one of Uncle Sam's finest, when I was the ultimate weapon, when I was the great American fighting machine, when I was Private Rob in the United States Army, not Rob, brilliant co-host of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're going to go to a call right now. John, Brian, Doug, who?
John.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
You say your topic was tonight.
Our topic tonight,
the Big Bang. Tonight we're talking about the Big Bang. The Big Bang, the creation of the universe. You know, astronomers have found traces of helium gas more than 9 billion light years away. That discovery supports the Big Bang theory, which suggests that hydrogen and helium were created during the birth of the universe.
But everyone knows the Big Bang theory is
during the Big Bang.
It's subscribed to only by the most pedestrian scientists.
Hydrogen and helium are the building blocks of stars and galaxies.
They
well,
want you to.
I think God created all of that.
And Einstein was an idiot. Everybody knows these things, Chris. You're the only one that clings to those medieval beliefs.
Hey, John, you know what happened right after the Big Bang?
There is no explanation for the beginning.
Chris, what happened
God
after the Big Bang?
The big cigarette. Okay, John, you called us. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to talk to you about, I guess, the Reds, really.
The Reds got stomped last night by the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, I didn't see the game. Who pitched?
Tim Pugh pitched, and a guy named Ritz pitched for the Rockies. And, you know, I think in the first game there was a brushback pitch. Last night, Brett Boone got hit twice. Once was his own fault. Galarraga got brushed down big time for the Rockies after he hit two home runs, and another guy for the Rockies got brushed back. So I look for a brawl tomorrow.
Well, there's going to be a season feud, huh?
I look for a brawl tomorrow between these two division leaders.
Listen, Poodles the dog is back. You know what that means?
It's time for tips on how to be a good pet owner, a good dog owner.
How to be a responsible dog owner. Spay or neuter your dog. Unneutered dogs are more likely to bite.
Who's this?
Rob Screener call. Don't let your child take mail from the mailman, the letter carrier, in the presence of your dog, because your dog's instinct is to protect the family.
Yes, exactly. Don't let your child take mail from the letter carrier in the presence of your dog. Obedience training can teach your dog proper behavior and help your control your dog in any situation. So, please, get your dog ready to go.
Okay, who we got next, Rob?
Manny.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Manny.
Speak up, Manny.
Okay, I just want to ask what that music was that you were playing the first time Zeke called, and he was talking about the beats per minute.
The classical music?
Yeah.
That was Vivaldi, the Four Seasons. It was the Presto movement from Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought that was Vivaldi.
Yes, of course. Everybody recognizes the Four Seasons.
Did you know that Vivaldi was a bearded, red-headed priest?
Was he really?
Yeah, he wrote all his music for the high school chamber orchestra, because he was a high school teacher.
I didn't know he was a priest.
Yeah, it was a priest.
I never got much into Vivaldi, but I like that. I've heard it before, I just didn't know who it was.
Yeah, now you know.
Every morning for breakfast, he had 3 poached eggs and 2 heads of lettuce. He ate the core and everything.
Of the lettuce?
Yes, he would eat that core thing, the root thing.
All right.
What else do you want to know?
I just wanted to see what that was.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, John? John, you still there? John's gone.
John's gone.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The Scratching Post, 6958 Plainfield Road in Silverton, is a private nonprofit all-volunteer cat shelter and adoption center. In operation since May of 1990, we have provided a safe, loving environment and health care, including spaying and neutering, for 2,000 kitties. We adopt out 8 to 10 kittens each week. Unfortunately, this is but a tiny fraction of the cats needing our help. If you need more information about the Scratching Post, please feel free to call 984-6369. All right. We got Johnny Oates. Johnny Oates, what's going on, Johnny Oates?
Hey, this is Johnny Oates. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to say I got fired from my position as manager from the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, I thought this was Daryl Hall and John Oates. I thought this was that John Oates.
No, this is the baseball player.
This is the baseball player, the former catcher, Johnny Oates.
Well, I used to sing, but I don't like to talk about it no more.
Okie dokie.
Anyway,
if I say okie dokie again, punch him in the arm.
Maybe Marchand's got me a job out there somewhere. I could be a third base coach or even a, hitting instructor. Something like that.
Chris, I have a question. Why would you call a talk show and then do an impression of a guy no one knows how they sound? Why don't you just call up and do your Uncle Larry, Johnny Oates?
Hey.
Now, this is a great impression of a guy that no one's ever heard speak before.
My ability to be Johnny Oates.
Yes, I'm mocking your ability to be Johnny Oates.
Well, I'm sorry. That's my name.
Although, when I was younger, you were my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. You had the plastic stretch guy. You had that big rock.
Every time you kiss me, hit me like a bun.
Yikes, Jimi Hendrix.
Hello, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We have on the phone from Interstate 700.
The Truckin' Bozo, Happy Flag Day, Mr. Bozo.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Flag Day to you guys. Even though I didn't know we wished people Happy Flag Day, but whatever blows your dress up.
Now, around the Bozo household, how do you guys celebrate Flag Day?
We don't.
You don't celebrate Flag Day?
We don't celebrate Flag Day.
That thing's on, isn't it? You got that thing on.
Well, there's no celebrating,
Ha, you fucker. There we go.
What do you mean you don't celebrate Flag Day?
Well, you, you display the flag, but we don't make any celebration out of it.
You know what we do?
What?
We go out to the garden, we get a pumpkin, and we carve out all the insides,
uh-huh.
and then we draw a face of usually one of our favorite presidents,
uh-huh.
or Betsy Ross, or Alexander Hamilton,
uh-huh.
and then we put a candle in it, and we set it on the porch, and then like 2 days after Flag Day, we go break it on our neighbor's garage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That, now, that sounds like it'd be right, a lot of fun. I never thought of that.
Yeah, you guys might want to incorporate that uh-huh. into the Bozo household Flag Day celebration.
Well, see, we got our big celebration coming up on the 4th of July.
You got the Bozo Fest.
The watermelon roast.
That's right, the watermelon roast.
Yeah. You guys coming to that this year?
Yeah, where is it?
It's going to be at the Pickle Park on I-71.
You got Waylon and Willie.
I don't know what a Pickle Park is. It's a rest area.
You got Waylon and Willie, right?
We've invited Waylon and Willie and Reba. Charlie Luke has been invited.
Hey, can you get Reba to wear that red dress she wore at the American Music Awards a couple years ago?
Sure. Yeah, I'll tell her to wear her short shorts. You ought to see her in short shorts.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dead air. Dead air over there.
She could put like a blue outfit on
uh-huh.
and a white outfit on, and she has red hair that she'd be all red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she has red hair all over her body.
I never looked to see.
Hmm. So you got Reba, you got Waylon, you got Willie.
Yeah.
You got sleazy old Tom Lucan.
Right.
And
no,
who else?
Charlie Lucan.
Oh, you got young sleazy Tom Lucan.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
Okay. Who else you got?
Because if Tom Lucan gets up there, nobody will be allowed to smoke.
Nah, he's a punk. Who else you got? You don't have that fascist Phil Heimlich coming, do you?
No.
Good.
What about that fascist Phil Cunningham? Is he going?
No, he ain't invited.
So
I don't need to like to him there.
Bozo, you need to narrow it down. There are a lot of rest stops on I-71.
Well, this is just north of Kings Island, about 51 or 52 mile marker.
That's not near that idiot who has the big rebel flag painted on his barn, is
nowhere
it?
Near him.
All right.
No.
He's not invited, is he?
No.
Are these people really going to be, is Waylon really going to show up to a truck stop or a rest stop?
If Waylon tells me he'll be there, he'll be there. All I know is I climbed over the fence at Waylon's house last week and nailed a note to his door inviting him.
I have a question for you, Bozo, because you are the source of all country music trivia.
I'm full of it.
Okay, who sings this song that goes, "Hello, Mrs. Johnson, you God-righteous woman, you Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming?"
Cal Smith.
That is
the Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around and you don't need your loud mouth. Why don't you ever play? That's the greatest song ever.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know if it'd be the greatest song ever, but that's who it was, Cal Smith. Lord knows I'm drinking.
That's a great song.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is that out on disc?
I think it is. You know, I really don't know. I've got it on card here. I've got the original.
Uh-huh. Is Cal Smith going to be at the Bozo Fest Watermelon Roast?
No, uh-uh. No.
Is he dead?
No, but he's not that active with the music business anymore.
Bozo, did you know that this week, June 12th through June 17th, is National Dog Bite Prevention Week?
No kidding.
Have you been passing along dog bite prevention tips to your listeners?
No, I haven't. But
we have.
The post office sent me a thing about that, you know.
I think the post office sort of self-appointed this week as Dog Bite Prevention Week.
Well, I'll be there.
So you don't celebrate Flag Day and you don't care about dog bite.
How do you celebrate Flag Day? You commemorate it, but you don't celebrate it.
You salute a lot. You put a flag up in the yard and your whole family gets together and you salute the flag and you roast a pig on a spit.
Well, whatever, you know.
Chris drags a tree into his living room, puts popcorn all over it, and exchanges gifts.
You ought to see some of the things Chris drags into the studio over here when he works with this Pinko Carmine.
What?
What?
You know, I heard sometimes that they make the last person to work on the weekend clean up.
What I don't tell you, folks, is Chris has been moonlighting here. Working with this Pinko Carmine on weekends.
That's great.
And they make him clean the studio, too, because the truck and Bozo is very sensitive about how clean the studio is.
Damn right.
Cleanliness is next to galliness, and I bet you had the cleanest rig on the road. So July 4th at the rest stop just north of Kings Island on I-71.
Right.
Although you truckers call a rest stop a what?
A pickle park.
Why do you call it a pickle park?
Chris will have to tell you that.
Is that because you whip out your pickle to go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Sounds pretty sexist to me. So are women invited? I mean, if it's a bunch of you,
A
bunch of you hairy bearded truck drivers sitting around scratching your big beer bellies,
all the drivers bring their dates, their wives, whatever.
Whoa.
And you know, be sure and bring a date with you. You don't want to go attend a watermelon roast by yourself.
Yeah.
It's no fun. But you put the watermelon in the fire. And after about 20 or 30 minutes, depending on how big the fire is, Chris has had a few watermelon roasts in his backyard.
This isn't like a snipe hunt, is it, where if somebody actually shows up, you make fun of them?
This is real. Chris knows that. He's seen the flyers on the watermelon roast in the past and video of a couple of them. But when the watermelon explodes in the fire, everybody runs off in the woods and gets a piece.
I tell you what, I mean, you truckers know how to party hardy.
Oh, hey, I tell you, man. Get right with it, buddy.
You know what they do at Chris's house? They put an M80 in the watermelon.
Do they really?
Yeah, that way you get your exercise in, too, because you got to go chase the watermelon bits all over the place.
Well, we put some gasoline in one year, and that didn't work out too well.
So what time on July 4th?
It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, goes till about 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like a good time for one and all.
It's going to be a great time for everybody.
You tell all your truck driver friends listening out there that today is Flag Day and they should celebrate it with their loved ones.
And tell them that Chris and Rob say Happy Flag Day.
And Happy Flag Day, too.
And just because Hallmark doesn't make a card for it doesn't mean it's not a holiday you can't celebrate.
God bless the Republic and long live America, despite what Clinton's trying to do.
Clinton is trying to make America once again the greatest nation in the world, and I think he's succeeding.
Is that what he's trying
to
do?
He is leading this country down the path of...
Is that what he's trying to do?
He is leading this country down in the right direction.
Yeah, right, uh-huh. Right.
Bozo, we all know that... Bozo, we all know that the real enemy is the NSC, the CIA, and they just try to hoodwink everybody into these little side issues. The Trilateral Commission is the most powerful part of the government, and anybody in the Senate or the Congress is just a stooge.
Basically, you're right.
So why does everybody get all fired up about who's the president, who's in the Senate, who's in Congress, when the real power rests between the Pentagon, the Defense Department, and the contractors of the biggest munition manufacturers in the country?
The real power lies with the trilateralists.
Don't forget
the
local authorities.
Foreign relations.
Local government has more power than anybody.
What's that?
Local government. They're the ones that put the orange barrels on Route 32.
If local government will exercise their power, number one, they should tell government to get the hell out of their business and leave them alone. Get out of the state's affairs and take care of federal business.
Well, you see, if the states... You see, the only problem with that argument is, if you left it to the states, black people still couldn't vote in Mississippi. If you'd have let Mississippi ever straighten out their own act, I don't think they ever would have. You still you got to do the top of the hour, don't you?
Have you ever been to Mississippi?
I've been there. I've bled there. I fought there.
Oh. Well, you bled there? What happened? Somebody knife you on the street?
No, I got cut in a briar bush.
Okay.
All right, Bozo, get to work. It's top of the hour.
Yeah, all right.
Later.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Bozo, such a psycho.
Wishing the Truckin' Bozo a happy Flag Day.
If I show up at this watermelon roast thing...
You and I are both showing up, man.
This sounds to me like a snipe hunt. They want you to go, and then they're going to laugh at anybody who shows up. They're going to laugh at any... Okay, take him. Zeke, go ahead.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
You know that guy?
What guy? The Truckin' Bozo?
Yeah.
We know him well.
Yeah. You say, what, you got a mouse in your pocket?
No, I'm saying Chris and I.
Okay.
And Chris and Rob and Jim know
the Truckin' Bozo. Who's the slimmer of the two?
Excuse me?
Who's the slimmer of the two?
The Truckin' Bozo. 749. What's Zeke getting at? Why does he call so much?
WAIF? Cincinnati.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. It's the top of the hour, so here's Rob with tonight's weather.
Oh, boy. Full moon tonight. Full moon. Go outside and look at the full moon. Not a cloud in the sky. And if it rains, Chris sits in a puddle on the way home. There's your weather forecast, courtesy of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Down to hang out with.
There's our
I think they should do it. Okay, hello. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444, and we're accepting your calls on a plethora of topics.
Every Flag Day, I relate this story about my happiest Flag Day ever. So, there I was, the great American fighting man, serving in the ROC, the Republic of Korea. It's Flag Day. We are in our most patriotic mood possible. And you know what sets that mood?
What's that, Rob?
Three words. Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Wow.
So the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders are appearing live. And I mean, the actual Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders are there in Korea to entertain us little trooper guys. And so we have to run to where they're at, which is like 6 miles away. So we run 6 miles, and it's cold. So it's like the worst because it's cold, but you ran 6 miles, so you get all sweaty. And we go inside to this gymnasium-type place where they're at, and they did a few cheers. They danced around a little bit, and then, like, four of the cheerleaders stepped out, grabbed the microphone, and they sang, "I'm proud to be an American, because at least I know I'm free." And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Aww. The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders brought the house down.
Aww.
So then that night, because I was still in a patriotic mood, I went and picked up a hooker that was wearing a red, white, and blue G-string.
Aww.
Okay, who we got? We got Mitch. What's going on, Mitch?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
We're right across the street.
From where?
From you.
Great. Who's the chick?
Who's the chick in the background giggling?
She's the naked chick.
Is she naked?
Yeah.
Totally in public?
Well, underneath her clothes.
Find out what he wants.
How much clothes is she wearing, and what do you want?
She's wearing a flannel and a pair of boxers.
What's a flannel?
A flannel shirt.
Is she wearing a bra?
Is she wearing a bra? No. No.
So what's going on, Mitch? Why did you call from the payphone across the street?
Because...
Flag Day!
Because of Flag Day.
It is Flag Day. I'm glad to see you young Americans are out celebrating it. How are you celebrating this Flag Day?
We had an orgy on a flag tonight.
Happy Flag Day, Mitch.
He paid a quarter to call in and say this?
You really paid a quarter to say that?
We wasted a quarter to say that?
Yeah. That you had whatever on a flag?
Yeah.
Who is the... She is just a giggle machine.
She's drunk.
What are you doing to her to make her laugh?
Huh?
What are you doing to her to make her laugh?
She's just remembering.
Boy, you must be pretty good, Mitch.
Well, there was three of us. Three guys.
What's her name?
What's your name? Ruth.
Ruth?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds to me like you've started a whole new Flag Day tradition that people will be hard-pressed to keep up with.
People should try it.
Okay.
Fun.
Well, what'd she say?
She said it was fun.
Okay. Yeah,
she said what?
Fun.
What was fun?
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone line, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good Flag Day, Mitch, and we hope everything works out for you, and I hope you drive safely home and you get there safe and sound.
All right, thanks.
Okay, well, you take care and peace out and have a good Flag Day.
All right, already have.
Later.
Bye. 749-1444.
Hey, Rob. Bob, are you going to the big rave this weekend?
Oh, yes, dude. I just scored some major funky chicken from this guy I know in Kentucky.
Cool. You know, all the coolest people are going down to the rave.
There will be at least 25 people there. You won't be able to tell if they are male or female.
I think there might even be a couple of transvestites down there.
I think those whole gender classifications are just like set up by people who are like too weak to explore their most outer reaches of their mind.
And I think that this all black fashion thing is by people who are just afraid of color.
You know what? I really enjoy paying $19 for a carrot juice.
That carrot juice tastes like aspirin.
It is so good. That's the extra beta carotene crushed up in it. I am so smart now.
It kind of like reminds me of Child Bufferin, Child Bear. Remember that pink stuff?
I am so smart now. I've transplanted my heart with that of a big heart.
Humphrey, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
You going to the rave this weekend, Humphrey?
Say again?
You going to the rave?
No. Have to work this weekend.
Okay, good. What do you want? You called us.
Well, we're on the topic of Flag Day and basic patriotism and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And,
Uh-oh! Whoa.
What?
Uh-oh, we got a... Hold on. Flashback, man.
Flashback.
So tell me, Humphrey, did you make any new friends at the rave last weekend?
At where?
Did you make any new friends at the rave last weekend, Humphrey? Oh, my God. There were so many cool people there.
Oh, my God. I didn't go. I had to work.
Oh, that's too bad, because you could have made some, you know, new friends. Maybe you could have, you know, scored some what? Yeah, scored some funky chicken, man. Okay, Humphrey, what do you want? You called us. We're at your service. You know, Chris and Rob are your radio pals.
Oh, well. All right.
You never know when you're going to get a flashback when you eat too much of that funky chicken.
Yeah, me too.
It'll blow your mind, man.
No, I have alternate means of having my mind blown.
Like?
For example, a Bug Light and a 12-pack is quality entertainment.
Now, whoa. We talked about this last week, Humphrey. Humphrey, you called last week and you confessed the sins of your soul to us. Do you recall? You told us all about your...
Vividly.
Yeah, you've in every vivid detail you gave us, every last detail of your driving under the influence DUI situation.
Yes.
And Rob and I have been talking about it over the week. We got together a couple of times to discuss your situation.
Yes.
And we feel that you need to lay off the sauce.
Well, I have.
Sounds like you're still drinking a six-pack of Bud on the weekend.
Well, when I get home, yes, I do.
Have you tried Dr. Pepper?
Yes, and it sucks.
Hmm. That's not a very good attitude.
You know, back when I was drinking beer,
yeah.
It was like the whole world was seen through a peephole. I just saw a fraction of everything that this grand mother that we call Earth could offer.
Yeah.
But since I've switched to funky chicken, I am seeing things that I never dreamed I'd see possible. There are colors that exist that I never knew existed.
I'd have to say that beer is a dumb drink, whereas if you go to the rave, we got some smart drinks. You can come on down and get some smart drinks, and you can get some cool Diglo t-shirts.
Yeah. Go back to alcohol.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
oh, look at that transvestite over there, Rob.
Look at that nose
ring. She is so cute. Humphrey, do you have anything pierced?
Say again?
Do you have anything pierced?
No, but I do have a tattoo.
Of what?
Okay, do you watch Star Trek The Next Generation?
Don't tell me you have a little Star Trek logo tattooed on your butt.
No, above my left breast.
Above your left breast.
The communicator pin?
The communicator pin. You have that tattooed on your left breast.
Yes, I do. I'm a member of Starfleet until I die. You boldly go where no one has gone before.
Kind of like going to the rave. You boldly go where no one's gone before. Oh, my God. Here we are at the rave.
And just like Star Trek, instead of having flashbacks, you have reruns.
Damn it, we're from the Federation.
Do what?
We aim to please. We shoot to kill. Give us the Z-Net. We're from the Federation.
And just like Star Trek, you drink a lot of, like, blue and weird colored fluids.
Oh,
set your phasers for stun. Thanks, Scotty. Humphrey.
Scotty, beat me up!
Thank you.
You're back in the house with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number. 749-1444. We just got back from the rave. Rob got him a smart drink. I got me a little funky chicken, and we are feeling good. We're ready for our last 46 minutes of scintillating radio. We'll be here till 5 o'clock, and at that time, Jim Scott will be here, and he'll take you up till the 9 o'clock hour when Bill Wills will be here.
You know, I drink those smart drinks at the raves, and I feel just like...
I'll be rescued in no time, whether I want to or not. I'm a pizza American pizza.
And I feel just like the... I feel just like the Scarecrow when he gets his brain in Wizard of Oz. I go around stating the what is that? A squared plus B squared equals C squared, or whatever. The sides of a hypotenuse triangle. That's what I feel like when I drink those smart drinks. I feel good. I feel tingly all over. I can feel my hair. And it's pretty cool. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk
Show. Rob, have you given any consideration to what you think you might want to be when you grow up?
Oh, I was thinking, I don't know, maybe nurse?
Do you want to be a nurse?
Maybe. I look good in white. You don't have me on. I look good in white.
I want to be a disc jockey.
Hello, boys and girls. You know, we grown-ups were once just about the same age as you. Yes, it may be hard to believe, but it's true. I used to ask the same questions that you ask. And I wondered about the same things that I'll bet you wonder about. Things like, well, like, what am I going to be when I grow up?
Hello?
Tim.
Hello.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
I don't know.
Well, what would you like to be?
I don't know.
The world is your oyster. The world is in your hand, the palm of your hands. You can do anything you want.
I know.
You're an American. You're free. It's Flag Day. That's what we're celebrating today.
Yep.
The freedom to fly any kind of freak flag that you want.
Okay. Well,
Tim, talk to me. What are your aspirations?
My aspirations?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but there's a reason I called you guys.
What's that, Tim?
Well, I wanted to ask you something about, I don't know if you still have this there, but I got this tape that my friend gave me of a show that you have there, and, it's called Search and Destroy. Do you know if that's still there?
Handsome Clam Carpenter. He took over for the Midwestern Hell Ride, and they said, you know, the Midwestern Hell Ride was one thing. But Search and Destroy, it's a whole new ball game, Chief.
Okay.
What about him? You want to know? You just go hang out at Bogart's. You'll see Handsome Clem. Go tell him you want some tapes or something.
Is it still on?
No, hell no, it's not still on. They took that piece of crap off a long time ago.
Tim, you need to start thinking about what you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah, well...
He wants to be G.G. Allen.
That's right.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Push the magic button and we'll see. Do you want to be an astronaut and travel very far and be the very first one to land upon a star? Would you like to be a circus clown and make the children laugh and see them gather around you to get your autograph? What do you want to be when you grow up? Push the magic button and we'll see. Would you...
Humphrey, what do you want to be when you grow up, big boy?
Well, I was born about 50 years too late, and I should have been a fighter pilot in World War II.
Why? You want to shoot down some Nazis?
Yes, and fly by the seat of my pants, shoot down enemy aircraft just by sight and sound alone.
Humphrey, how do you and your family celebrate Flag Day?
Well, we put the right hand over the left breast, recite the Pledge of Allegiance, hoist the flag to... full mast and frolic underneath.
So you cop a feel off your old lady. That's basically all you do, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks, Humphrey.
You grow up just like me. It's
It's what? Hello, Humphrey?
Yes.
Okay, you got something on your mind. Something is sticking in your craw. Something's bugging you. Something is making you stay awake at night. Something's keeping you up. Something is making it hard. You don't even get a hard on anymore. What is it that you need to get off your chest with Chris and Rob?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Because,
You know, Humphrey, Rob and I are here for you. We are your radio pals.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I think I got scabies.
How'd you get scabies, Rob?
I think it might be scabies or a mosquito bite, because my leg's all itchy now.
Probably chiggers.
It might just be eczema.
Maybe it's chiggers. You think it's chiggers?
No, my legs aren't hairy enough. I'd see a chigger if
Humphrey, do you have any good cures for scabies?
Yeah, don't screw around.
Don't screw around. You know, I know a good cure for warts, if you got warts. You take an aspirin, you make it a little wet, you put it on that wart, and you take a Band-Aid and you put it over the aspirin to hold it there, and you take off your Band-Aid a day later and you've got a 50-50 shot your wart will be gone.
Oh, yeah, but the rest of your finger's screwed up, too. That acid and that aspirin doesn't mess around.
I wouldn't
know. It'll dig a huge crater in your flesh.
What I called about, being Flag Day and being all patriotic and such.
You're proud to be an American.
Oh, I am very proud to be an American.
Have you been an American all your life?
So far.
Could you run for president?
Yes, I could.
No, how old are you?
35.
Are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
No, but I have smoked dope.
Did you inhale?
Yes, I did.
Newt Gingrich smoked dope countless times, and everybody thinks it's cool.
I cannot believe...
Let's see, Humphrey, if we have the situation clear. You smoke dope, you watch way too much Star Trek, and you have an abundance of DUIs.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, there you go, buddy.
Hey, if Clinton can make it, anybody can make it. But what
we
I
don't even...
About,
we I know about. What's bugging you. I know what's on your mind. You want to repent your ways. You feel bad about getting all those DUIs. You feel bad about smoking all that dope. And you feel extra especially bad about watching too much Star Trek.
What is
you can't get
mind,
a date,
actually.
Can you? You have a hard time getting dates, Humphrey?
Well, I'm married now, so that's out of the question. But what is on my mind... Is
Hey, Rob, you want to just let him go?
All right, we'll let him talk.
Kept up on, there was this article in the paper a while ago from Walter Williams about this Navy Lieutenant Carol.
Who is Walter Williams? He's that fascist from Fairfax, Virginia, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
There was an article in the paper a while back about female pilot quotas have been lowered just so they can get more females into, like, Navy combat.
You mean quotas or standards?
Well, same. Well, female pilot standards have been lowered.
Okay, so to meet the quota.
And, there was this one female, Lieutenant Holt Green. She was on approach to the USS Abraham Lincoln, and she splattered the F-15 or F-14 all over the place. She made, the article says she made five major errors and ignored repeated wave-offs. And one of the errors caused her to flame out the F-15's left engine, made a big spin, and just splattered all over the deck. And what do you think about lowering the standards for, well...
I heard that was bogus.
Response to, like, affirmative
I heard that information was
like
bogus.
That.
I heard that the Navy has since come out and said that those initial reports were bogus and that pilot air played a role in it, but that she was a good pilot. And then a lot of the talk was not true. That when it first happened, some initial reports said that she was an idiot and it was all her fault. But then they did some more investigating. And sure, it was a big part of her fault because she wiped out a plane. But guys do that too.
I don't know. She ignored repeated, like, wave-off signals from the ship's landing signal officer. You know, wave-off means apply power, go around. I'm a private pilot myself. I got my wings last year. And the standards were not lowered for me.
How do you know she didn't go through her class, top of the class?
I'm a little worried now for all my friends that live near that airport that you fly out of, Humphrey. You drink too much, you smoke dope, you watch too much Star Trek, and now they let you fly an airplane.
Let's get the drunkards off the highways. Let's put them in the sky!
Thank you very much.
So you're saying you think she skated through, that she didn't do the work, that she didn't deserve to get her pilot... Yeah. She didn't deserve to be a Navy aviator?
I think they lowered the standards so more females could fly who were not up to the task. Yes, I do.
You're
So you don't think she could have passed if she had to pass the male standards?
If she had to say, if she had to pass the same standards that everybody else had to pass, no, she would not have made it.
Fly the friendly skies.
How do you know that?
During her training, she had like four major downs, which are major errors. You know, they reduced the standards to allow her marginal scores and tests to go unchallenged. They basically pushed her through just so they could have more females in combat flying aircraft. And she wasn't ready for it. She wasn't up to it. She couldn't handle the stress. She couldn't handle the pressures. If she had to adhere to the same standards that the male pilots had to adhere to, maybe she could have made it.
Yeah, and what's your point? They shouldn't lower the standards?
No, they shouldn't lower them for women. They shouldn't lower them for blacks. They shouldn't lower them for Hispanics. They shouldn't lower them for Chinese.
They shouldn't lower them for drunk drivers.
They shouldn't lower them for anybody, correctly. Yes, they shouldn't, and they didn't.
Okay.
Say something, Rob.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, does he want one of us to say, well, yeah, I think we should put unqualified people flying jets?
You know, Humphrey, I think we should have unqualified people flying jets.
Why? What,
because it's equal opportunities. Yeah, that's
equal opportunity to wind up splattered.
All right, well, we take what you say to heart, Humphrey. Is that all you wanted to get off your chest?
Basically, yeah, that was pretty much it. Just wanted to get your reaction to that. And,
well, that's our reaction.
It's such a small problem. Who cares?
Well,
thanks for calling, Humphrey. Don't forget, Chris and Rob are
your radio pals.